story broke on social media, within minutes it had 10,000 shares. By the time corrections appeared, the damage was done. That pattern has a name, the first response fallacy, the dangerous assumption that the fastest account is the truest one. It is the defining trap of modern news consumption, Fernando, and it is exactly what the BBC's editorial architecture is designed to defeat. According to Variety, the BBC's new Director General, Matt Britton, put it plainly at the 2026 Edinburgh TV Festival. He called BBC News a disinfectant for misinformation. That is not marketing language. It is a structural claim about how the organization operates. Now, to understand why that claim carries weight, you need to understand the Reithian mandate. John Reith, the BBC's founding director general, established a core principle. The broadcaster exists to inform, educate, and entertain in that order. Inform comes first. That sequencing still governs how BBC journalists approach a breaking story today. The key idea is that speed is subordinate to accuracy. Think of it like a surgeon's checklist. A faster surgeon who skips verification steps is not better. The checklist exists because the cost of error is catastrophic. The BBC's editorial guidelines function the same way. Verification is not a delay, it is the product. The mechanism that enforces this is what journalists call the two-source rule. No significant claim goes to air on a single confirmation. A second independent source must corroborate it. That means a rumor circulating on social media, even a credible-sounding one, cannot become BBC News until it clears that structural gate. Variety's coverage of Britain's Edinburgh appearance showed this principle operating at the institutional level. The discussion combined artificial intelligence, proposed BBC budget cuts, and the BBC's ongoing legal dispute with Donald Trump, three volatile topics where premature reporting could cause serious harm. The Press Association reported that Britain himself admitted he had not fully understood the severity of the cuts the BBC must make. That is a remarkable disclosure. It also illustrates attribution trails, the practice of naming who said what, when, and in what context. The Press Association dated that report to the 27th of August 2026. That date matters. It anchors the claim in a verifiable moment, rather than floating it as vague institutional knowledge. Fernando, here is where this becomes tactical for you. The Guardian reported on the 27th of August 2026 that Britain proposed a public service algorithm, a system designed independently of the interests of United States technology companies. Deadline linked this to a possible overhaul of BBC iPlayer, moving it toward a YouTube-style creator model. These are not abstract policy ideas. They are signals about how the BBC plans to distribute verified journalism in an environment dominated by engagement-optimized feeds. The Guardian also noted that the proposal raises real questions about how public service values would operate in a platform-style environment. That tension is the central editorial challenge of the next decade. Now apply the neutral lead test to any news story you encounter. Ask, does the opening sentence name a source, a date, and a verifiable claim? Or does it lead with emotion and attribution-free assertion? BBC reporting consistently passes that test. Most viral social content does not. The takeaway here is structural, not sentimental. The BBC's two-source rule and its Reithian mandate are not traditions preserved out of nostalgia. They are active safeguards against the first response fallacy that floods your feed every single day. Chronicle Live reported that a UK government consultation on the future of media addressing public trust, quality content, and universal access closed on the 31st of August 2026. That consultation exists because trust in news is now a policy emergency, not just a journalistic concern. Remember this, the next time a story reaches you in under 60 seconds, that speed is a warning sign, not a credential. Verified journalism takes longer because the architecture demands it. That architecture, Fernando, is the difference between information and noise.